This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, getting ready for rounds 2 through 4, day 2 of the NFL draft. After day 1, the Texans trade out from 25. They do acquire the 34th pick, which is where they'll next select. They will be the second selection today. But things didn't necessarily fall the way the Texans wanted. Obviously, a lot of the guys that we had kind of linked them to, that they had been linked to and that we discussed, went, right? Tyler Booker went to the Cowboys. Kelvin Banks Jr. went to the Saints. You had Emeka Egbuka going to the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Of all teams, which
they kind of loaded now.
That
man.
Does make me wonder, like, is that some level? And it might have been John Harris or someone that mentioned this on the broadcast last night. That does that necessarily say something about Chris Godwin and maybe potential injuries there? Right? Mm-hmm. Is that giving us a little bit of insight there? Mm-hmm. But then also the one that was very frustrating, seeing Matthew Golden get up there.
That hurt, man.
And the walk-up for him was also very interesting. And by the way, the question of the day is, when things don't go your way, how do you rationalize it? 713-572-4610. But I will say, maybe this is how I was rationalizing it. Like, he clearly don't want to be there. Right? And obviously he does.
You were saying
it. He wants to be drafted. He wants to be, you know, in the NFL. This is what he worked for. He's going to go and take this opportunity and run with it, certainly. But the man is from Houston, Texans. The man also...
He is a Texas boy.
He is a Texas boy. One of the things that was cool that the NFL draft did was the guys that were actually in Green Bay, in the green room, were going to be on that stage. They got to pick their walkout music.
Yeah.
And, buddy, if Matthew Golden didn't choose the most I am trying to will Houston Texans into my future song of all time, International Players Anthem, which is Outkast and UGK, of course. Shout out to Houston's own, or I guess really Porte. When you talk about Bun B, you talk about Pimp C, and I'm like, that is so Houston. And of course, he's still going to be Houston. He's going to carry H-Town wherever you go, obviously Green Bay and whatever. But it felt like you could see it in his face where he was, I don't know that he was like jubilant, like, because we saw jubilation yesterday. We saw Tyler Booker up there jumping up and down like a kid.
Once he got on stage.
He did. He gave him the give me a Green Bay on three, which I was like, you could have gone go Pat go, brother. But in that moment, I was like, and I think I was trying to rationalize. I was like, damn, even he wanted to go to the Texans in that moment.
You're rationalizing. I often go the route of, and I know it's silly. I know it's oftentimes not true, although some people very much subscribe to this, so I'm not passing judgment. You know, everything happens for a reason. I'm the everything happens for a reason guy, even though it kind of hurts inside. And then, you know, however you want to rationalize it, 713-572-4610, you know, with clear frustrating night, very frustrating night. If you don't know, think it was frustrating in the moment, I think you're lying to yourself. But that doesn't mean that the things are done. But yeah, I'm that guy. Well, maybe it happened for a reason. Maybe this 34th pick is going to be, or the 59th or whatever, is going to be some, you know, Pro Bowl. Actually, Nick Caserio last night was talking about, hey, Henry Toa, we didn't know he was going to lead the team in tackles. You know, something like, yeah.
There's other options. Yeah, there's other fish in the sea.
You got other toys.
Yeah. There are other
fish. You got other toys you can play with.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong. There are other fish in the sea, especially ones that have like that have a good amount of upside. The draft did kind of situate in such a way where there's a lot of talented players in these spaces in the second and third round that'll be available to you. Somebody said, was it me or did Golden not look happy when Green? Yeah, that's what I was speaking to. 100%.
No, he did not look happy.
Yeah.
Somebody said when the guys that they had on their own wish list started getting picked, then the Texans trade out of round 1, they just thought, Well, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. Wait, somebody dropped that on. A listener came up to me, and he had the whole thing planned and said, what do you think about the draft? How do you do that? And he goes, well, you know, it is what it is. The other way that I rationalize things in sports, it's kind of like an offshoot of a girl that you're interested in, and she's not interested in you, and you kind of go, you know, she's really not that hot anymore. You know, she's really not that hot.
Did you do that with any of these picks?
I didn't do it with the ones that I really wanted, but some of them, like, nah, he's not that good. Anyway, he's not that good. Yeah.
That I think that probably hit me to some degree with, and I think somebody asked us on the text line about the Connerly and
Simmons. Yes.
I think Simmons, I very much went there where I was like, I don't know that I really necessarily,
he's not that good.
Or not even that I didn't want him per se, because he is a talented player. Yeah. Everybody who watches the tape goes, oh man, he would be like the best of these guys. But the concerns that he had feel like they are the exact concerns that this Texans team would look at and go, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Which is the patellar tendon injury that he's dealing with, that at least in football, we have not had very much data of someone coming back from that particular injury and performing to a high degree. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you're talking about a first round pick where you have a certain expectation of them to be like starter caliber and then also be sometimes even better than that, that's a little question. There's a little bit of question mark on that. And then on top of it, the idea that there might be some character concerns, nebulous character concerns that I want to make sure that I put in that way where I understand that I can't substantiate these things. So I want to be careful. However, they has been talked about in such a way.
Yeah.
We keep mentioning the swarm mentality and leadership traits and those types of things. And looking in the face of that, I can go, I can see how Nick Caserio would go, not on our board, buddy.
Yeah.
Not on ours.
And another one that I do a lot, and it's actually turned into a meme just in culture in general, when you go, it's fine. I'm fine. It'll be fine, you know. Fine.
Did you rationalize it all? And you'll understand exactly why I'm asking this immediately after what you just said. Well, they did get starting caliber freight. Like, did you lean on? Well, this is what free agency for, and this is why you paper over all these things.
That's part of it. But when you step back, you realize you're just rationalizing. We don't want fine. We didn't want fine. We want really good. It's fine. It's fine.
It did make me think, especially, and look, again, there's still guys in the day two picks that really have an opportunity, not just get in there and be solid, but be starters. Tate Ratledge out of Georgia, second round grade. He looks like he has an opportunity to do some good things. And also on top of that, if you wanted to get an offensive line that was capable of running the football, he's actually probably stronger at run blocking. There's Jonah Savanea. I'm sure I'm saying that incorrectly. I did not check the pronunciation. Apologies to him and his family. But out of Arizona, he's a second-round grade. He's a solid guard talent. And then, I mean, there's still some guards that you can even get into the third round and into the later parts of day two that seem like they could be starting caliber players, because that's where this draft is pretty solid. So is that there's more fish in the sea or what have you? But
it is.
I do think that you still have opportunities to get that.
You do. You absolutely do. And we'll get into that again some more for sure today. But the other thing about rationalizing things after you get them is you really have no choice. I mean, like that's the other part. You're just like, well,
oh, what are we gonna? What am I gonna do? Cry?
Yeah. What am I gonna do? See, well,
do you ever rationalize that way where you're just like, whatever, man, we're in it now.
Yeah.
We're here.
See, that's where the phrase "it is what
it is."
It
is what it is.
That's what it means.
No, it doesn't.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. It is what it is.
You can't change it.
That's how it plays.
You just have to live in this world. We're in it now.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, Nick Caserio.
No, it's not.
It is what it is. Somebody said, only thing I'm tripping on is the Rams got a first rounder for their pick very interesting trades. Let's talk about that, actually. Let me make sure I get some more folks in here on the way that they rationalize. Somebody said they rationalize it. We're just like, God got me. Like, hey, man, God got me ultimately, right? Yeah. If we're just getting to that point where if God want me to win, I'm going to win, right? Mm-hmm. So, okay. some other people that have talked about the Texans don't have a strong history of picking guards in the draft. Well, I don't know.
And I've seen a lot of this type of rationalization where you just get angry. We've seen a lot of it today on the text board, on YouTube, on Twitch already. It's like, well, there go the Texans again. Can't, you know, what did they say about Nick Caserio earlier? Somebody was texting like he doesn't know how to evaluate
lines. Evaluate offensive players.
He's not good at it anyway. You know?
So, yeah, that's why you do it in the second round.
Yeah.
Either way, like they will have to address the things that they want to address. I was going to say needs, but that's something that they said they're not going to do specifically that way, obviously. It feels like an offensive lineman is in the offing. It feels like wide receiver probably in the offing. Maybe running back. Could it be Travion Henderson? I got a text about that. Like, could it be Travion Henderson?
Am I going to get my running back?
He was selected as a captain or what have you. When I say could it be the guy that they would have been comfortable taking at 25? Because there was like talks of three running backs going. Travion Henderson, maybe one of those.
So I brought it up last segment. I mean, am I going to get my running back?
Somebody said embrace the suck. Okay, all right.
There you go.
I don't like that level of rationalization. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL. Let's talk about some of the other things that were happening, including the trades. Why didn't the Texans get more for that trade? We'll talk about that more next.